In this bulletin, another 4 weeks of lockdown in Greater Sydney as cases in New South Wales increase. COVID-19 restrictions to remain in place as Victorians emerge from lockdown. And Australia's Olympic campaign continues with more medals added to the tally. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Greater Sydney will stay under lockdown orders for another month after the state recorded 177 new local COVID-19 cases overnight. New South Wales has recorded another death during its latest outbreak, a woman aged in her 90s, taking the toll to 11. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the woman was unvaccinated, but she is assuring the wider public that lockdowns do work in the long run.
We need to hold the course. We all have a part to play in getting through this, and that the path forward is a combination of remaining at home and staying at home.
And the local government areas of Parramatta, Campbelltown and Georges River are now under stay-at-home rules, meaning only essential workers can leave these zones. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has unveiled extra coronavirus lockdown support measures, including cash flow for businesses to a maximum payment of $100,000. The federal government is rolling out the extra help for Sydney during its extended lockdown period and says sole traders are already included in the package. Scott Morrison says 3 million employees are expected to benefit from the assistance during the ongoing situation unfolding in New South Wales.
The federal government has been working on a program of additional support that may have been required should Sydney have gone into a further lockdown. That meant last night we were able to bring to the table the enhanced measures that we're able to agree last night.
And the federal opposition says business confidence is suffering with constant changes to support measures for workers suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. The federal support scheme is being boosted in response to Sydney's lockdown extension, with people on Centrelink eligible for $200 weekly if they lose 8 hours of work or more. Labor's Mark Butler says a return of JobKeeper payment scheme needs to happen because it was effective last year. And Victoria has recorded 8 new locally acquired cases, and all were in isolation during their infectious period. The state's lockdown is eased today, with some restrictions still in place, including a ban on private gatherings at homes. Health officials have also confirmed early today a further person had been identified as a case after working at a Melbourne COVID-19 testing site. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the case was a traffic controller and worked at least a couple of days while infectious. The Moonee Valley Racecourse testing site has been closed as a precaution. Briefly in overseas news, the leader of Tunisia's Islamist Party and Speaker of the country's parliament says his party is working to form a national front to counter President Kais Saied's decision to suspend parliament and dismiss top government officials. Head of the Ennahda party, Rashid Ghannouchi, called the move a coup, saying his party will seek to take control of the country's fragile democracy. He says the goal of the National Front is to pressure the government to demand the return to a democratic system.
We believe that the target is not a particular party, it's not Ennahda, but it is the democratic system, it is pluralism, the division and distribution of powers, the independence of the judiciary and of the legislature, the distribution of powers between the central government and local government. And it's not just us. This is the position of most of the political Tunisian spectrum who reject these announcements and call for a return to the democratic system and commitment to the principles of the revolution, and not a return to despotism or one-man rule.
Violent protests have impacted several Tunisian cities. The crisis in the country is multi-layered, as economic stress, high unemployment and dissatisfaction from young people are compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's go to sport now, and swimmer Ariane Titmus has won another gold medal for Australia in the 200-metre freestyle at the Tokyo Games. She had already scored a gold on Monday, and her victory on Wednesday only strengthened Australia's performance in the medal tally. In the rowing, Australia won 2 gold medals, with the women's Coxless 4s victory and the men's Coxless 4 crew in Japan. Time to see what the weather's doing for you around the country tomorrow. In Perth, showers, 20 degrees. A sunny 16 for you in Adelaide. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, also 16. A possible shower in Hobart, 13. Much the same for Canberra, 13 degrees. Sunny in Wollongong, 19. In Sydney, sunny as well, 18. Fine weather for Newcastle, 19. Sunny as well in Brisbane, 25 degrees. Fine weather for Cairns, 29. And the fine weather continues as well in Darwin, a top of 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.